time to tell the neighbors the Charlie Evers Show is on. It's time that you can listen to eras long bygone. So email all your loved ones or call them on your phone and tell them Charlie Evers is on. It may be terminal wrinkles, it may be Hillary's hair, it may be on top of the courthouse, you bet old Charlie's there. You may be invited to dinner, but tell them you can't come. The Charlie Evers is home.
Okay, we're back once again. We'll be here till about noon, yes. And how are you all doing today in downtown Marion? That's where we're located. Here at the, well, we're on the second floor of the Ohio Health Building. And, well, there are other offices here, too. We're not the only non-medical. In fact, most of the medical is downstairs, I think. Okay, and, I'm subscribed to the people downstairs. I think every time they see me come to work, they think I've got an appointment. Okay. Now, where was I? Oh, here's where I am. Okay, the station in Chicago, WLS, is known as what? And it has to do with agriculture. WLS. What was its, they would give me the call letter and say, well, like Cincinnati occasionally. WLW, the Nation Station, and WLS in Chicago had a similar phrase. Okay, now, I also need to know from you old-timers, what does it take to make a crystal radio? What are the ingredients of a crystal radio? And the fact is, despite all the technology afoot today, you can still make a crystal radio. A very simple process. Really. Of course, you have to have a crystal. That's one item. You tell me the others. 7403-39944. Now, everyone that gives me the right answer today will be in for the drawing at 11:55 today. So, what else can I ask you? The first president to have his inauguration speech on the radio. Now, that shouldn't be too hard. And, I got the War of the Worlds, didn't I? And we got Tokyo Rose, Axis Sally. Now, I'm going back in time. Woo! My. And FM radio began in 1940. That was the first year that FM radio was put into use. And now here, unless you're involved as a radio engineer or an old-time radio repairman, you would have worked with something called a superheterodyne. Now, what was that? What was a superheterodyne? Yes, that involved radio. A superheterodyne. Anyone remember that term? Well, I guess you'd have to be a radio repairman or an engineer in radio or in broadcast or whatever. But can you tell me what a superheterodyne is? And now here's another. In radio stations all over, some of them subscribe to a rating surface, or service, that is, not surface. And they give you, in this survey, the different types of people that are listening to your radio station. And now that system is called what? The categorizing of those who listen to your radio station. No, it's not hillbillies or anything like that. It's more technical. what would that name be, given the technical term, to show you who is listening, what type of people are listening, and what they want. And there's a one word name for that whole thing. And that not only pertains to radio, but maybe it could also pertain to most anything. Like if you made a survey that people went into a Chinese restaurant, maybe you would try to find out what types of people are enjoying eating Chinese food. And that process is called what? All right, got that? Yeah, this is one of the simplest things. It's a rating system. A rating system, usually in radio, that tells you what type of people are listening. Now, what type of people are listening to me right now? Okay, can you give me, just give me the answer that I'm looking for, the one word. What do you call that when you survey a radio station for the type of people that are listening? Got that? All right. Or what is a super heterodyne? I don't think you'll get that one. Let me see what else I can ask you here. Yes, the first president to be on radio with an inauguration. Yeah, the very first president. And they broadcast them. It was really interesting. Yeah, the first president to have his inauguration. You know what an inauguration is. That's when they get up after elected and they have the area fills, you know, the mall area fills with millions of people, and they give you their plans for the country. Okay. And so it goes. But who was that president that gave that speech that was heard on radio? Now, I can tell you there was a president from Marion that broadcast the dedication of the the unknown soldier tomb in Washington was inaugurated, or the speech was given by President Harding. Now, that speech was broadcast mainly in a few places because microphones weren't what they are now. They didn't eat microphones back in those days like they do now. You know, most of the artists that you see singing, you can't see their face because they're swallowing their microphone. They don't need to. That's why there are expensive amplifiers on the other side of that microphone to and they could hold it a half a foot away from their face and that'd just be fine, but they got to eat it. Yeah, to make, you know, it must give an engineer the wing-wangs to have that guy shouting into a microphone with his lips, you might say. Okay, what was I talking about? Oh, the system of ratings. What's it called? The system of ratings. It could be a radio station. It could be other things. It could be cars, like, say, a Jeep. Now, what type of person buys a Jeep? Okay, you could do a survey and find out their answers, and that would be called what? Boy, I'm looking for an answer. I'm not getting very far here. Is there anything going on in Washington right now? Is Nancy Pelosi speaking? Does she want to be president? Now, let me see. Super heterodyne, if any of you old radio people know what super heterodyne meant, you could, in fact, you can look that, you can Google that. All right, and what else do I have here? The opera, Metropolitan Opera MC on Saturday afternoons on the ABC radio network. What was his name? And he was so famous. He was. There you go. He was famous. But that only lasts so long. But the president that had, oh, here we go. Okay, caller, go ahead.
Yeah, apparently.
Yes.
Yeah, that ratings you're talking about, would that be Nielsen?
No, it's close to it. I'll give you that for an answer because Nielsen does do that. Okay, I'll put you down here.
Yeah.
You'll be listening at 11:55.
All right, Blue.
Okay.
Hey, Charlie.
Yeah.
Yeah. Since I haven't won anything else for a while, Scott has been he's crying again this morning to get rid of that Jag t-shirt. How about if I take it?
Oh, I'll give it to you. It's actually a jacket, which is better than
that. Well, whatever it is, that Jag, yeah.
Yeah, it's blue, 40th anniversary, and okay, you can pick it up anytime.
All right.
Okay. See
Bye.
Ya. Okay.
Bye.
All right. So the blue 40th anniversary jacket for Quaker Oats goes to Bob Austin. All right. Well, let me write his name to put him in here for the drawing, too. So far, we have, let me see, 1, 17, 12. Boy, I like my, you know, I bought some new pens, and they have the finest 0.17, I think, tip, and I liked, that way I can write in between lines without smearing anything. Oh, here's another caller. Yes, caller, go ahead.
For the president, are you looking for Calvin Coolidge?
Yes, Calvin Coolidge was right.
Yeah, I'm old enough to know that.
Yeah. By golly. You want me to put you in for the drawing?
Well, I've already got tickets, but if you could put me in again, put me in. And if not, let the next caller that wants to go have my ticket.
Did you find your cat yet?
No, and I'm afraid she's in someplace because I had her to the vet. And stuff about 3 weeks ago. I spent a lot of money on her, and I'm trying to find her. And I think she always comes back, and I have a feeling she got in someplace where I'm building her.
Already saying that you won't mess with me again.
Well, but she's shy of people, so I don't think she would be in a house, really, because when they walk down the street, she jumps up. We have a 6-foot wooden fence. She jumps up on it.
Oh,
she won't go around people.
And she's not been hit by a car, you don't think, huh?
No, I've been up and down the streets, and I've posted signs all over the streets. So, and I'm trying because next week, if I don't find her, if she's in someplace, I don't think they can live that long without food and stuff.
Well,
so,
that's for sure, yes.
And I ask people to go check the buildings and garages. They probably think I'm a nuisance, but I've been doing that.
Okay. Very good.
And stuff, you can only do so much, but she meows to go out, and if you don't let her out, she won't shut up. So.
That's right, yeah. Very good. Okay, well, thanks for calling.
Goodbye.
Okay, bye. All right. That's a black cat out in the west end of Marion. Anyone see, has anyone not run across this cat, but have you seen a black cat running loose in Clinton, Bennett, Nye Street area? $100 reward offered. Okay, let me see. I've got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 people in the running for the drawing at 11:55 today, and right now it's 11:27. How about that? I got to get some more questions going here. Well, what does it take to build a crystal radio, you old-timers? Do anyone know, or when you were a kid, did you ever build a crystal radio? I did, and I know a lot of other kids. Of course, that was 80 years ago, but you can still build, and this is what's interesting. You can still build a crystal radio and pick up AM stations, and I've got one. It was built in 1916 by the Duck Company in Toledo, Ohio. And it sits on the shelf, and I haven't had it on in a long time. There's no batteries, no electric connected to it. It just gets the radio waves out of the air and rectifies them and sends them through a method that you can hear. Now, what does it take to build one of those crystal radios? What are the things necessary to have? Yeah, okay, 11:28 is the time. Boy, the time is flying today. My goodness. Let me see. Super Heterodyne, I need that answer. I need the rating system for, you know, like I say, in radio, if you hired a company, they would make a big survey as who's listening. And the whole list is called what? I'm trying to think of some easy way for you to think. The whole system is called, well, it starts with the letter D. The letter D, can you think of what that system is called? For they try to define whom is doing what. Okay. And let's see. The Prairie, I'll give you that answer. WLS in Chicago is called the Prairie Farmer. Got that? The Prairie Farmer.
Charlie, do you remember when Mr. McFeely from Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood came to visit us?
Yes, I do. All three times. What a great time we had.
Yes, riding in the popcorn parade twice with him was great.
He made more speedy deliveries that day than the post office does all year.
WWGH Radio 107.1 FM. Don't miss it.
Has taken everything and everyone I've ever loved away from me. Everything.
I blew my ankle out and I got prescribed pain pills by my doctor.
If making my detox public is gonna help somebody, I'm all for it. I just wish I would have had a warning.
Opioid dependence can happen after just 5 days. Know the truth, spread the truth. A message from Truth, the Ad Council, and ONDCP.
Okay, we're back once again. We'll be here for another 29, 28 minutes, and time for you to give me an answer. And let me see, what do I have here? I had a cough for one thing. Okay, now, we've had a lot of answers today. Now, there was, in 1962... there was a satellite put up called Telstar that changed everything. And that wasn't that long ago. That was 1962. So Telstar was just the start of our modern electronics out of the atmosphere. Now, what I'm wondering is what's going to become of all those satellites circling the Earth right now. And they're going to be twice that many, yet they're supposedly going to enable anywhere network internet service anywhere in the world. But now, if that happened, what about the satellite service you're getting now from the commercially paid companies? Like, you know, there's... well, you know, there's a lot of different ones out there. But what's going to happen? Is there going to be a big consternation among the satellites? Are they going to charge you to get... maybe that's it. Maybe one of those satellites will charge you for internet. But right now, if a satellite in outer space provided internet and you wouldn't have to have a commercial service, that commercial company would go out of business. And that's what's got me puzzled. And everybody is complaining now, not everybody, but astronomers saying, you're polluting our atmosphere with a whole bunch of satellites. We can't see around them to see what we want. Well, that's not quite true. There's a lot of space out there. The eternity is quite large, believe me. But here's a question I've often asked. If eternity ends, how far does eternity go? If there's a blank wall at the end of outer space, how thick would that wall have to be? Okay, now here's another question. I saw last night on one of the TV stations a search for Noah's Ark. And they say that Noah's Ark landed on Mount Ararat. But the thing is, if Noah's Ark floated on water that was covering the earth, did anyone call that climate change? Or that we better do something because we're going to be flooded out? Look at Noah's Ark. Now, ask that question of your local minister the next time, and maybe they'll have a good answer. But if Noah had a boat that rode on water that covered the earth, wasn't that climate change? But how long ago was that? How long ago did Moses have the Noah's Ark? How long ago was Noah's Ark? Now, some of you have been down to see the reproduction in Kentucky of Noah's Ark, and that's a huge thing, a duplicate of what supposedly Noah built. Now, you wonder how long he built it and where he got his cranes and other implements, his scaffolding. Oh, my goodness. There are a lot of questions out there. And if the water covered the earth then, what are we talking about today? The fact that the oceans are getting taller? Is someone going to build another Noah's Ark for when the water covers the earth again? Think about that. Yeah, there's a lot to think about nowadays. Or think about, what if an asteroid hit the earth tomorrow? You know, it hasn't happened, but, you know, once or twice in the time that anyone could look back to. Oh, this might be our answer. Yes, caller, go ahead.
Is that super heptadyne? Is that like a mixer that mixes the signals?
Yes, exactly. Yeah. It converted all the receiving signals to one particular range of frequencies, making it easier to amplify them.
Sure.
Okay. And what is your name?
I already registered.
Oh, you've already registered. Well, yeah. Hey, I tell you what. If you've just registered, I've got a ticket I could give you too. Now, hang on. Since you've registered, well, I tell you what, you keep listening, and hopefully.
Hey, Chuck.
Yeah.
And while you're on there, did you get any more of the Jimmy John's in?
Yes, I did. Yeah.
Yeah. All right.
In fact, I've got one here. I probably gave away yet. Let me see. I don't think I gave it away.
Okay, well, that's fine.
Okay.
Well, thank you for everything, Charles.
All right, great. Okay, glad you called. All right. Now, where are we here? I've got these things left over for next week, too. But at 11:55, another 15 minutes or so, I'll make a drawing from those I've got registered, and we'll see who wins the Ridgedale Lions Club ticket. Good for Saturday, February 15th. Doors open at 4, dinner at 5, and the auction will be, dinner at 5 o'clock with the auction following that. Oh, it's going to be a great night. 2730 Harding Way West. On State Route 309 West near Big Island. Okay. Shouldn't be hard to find. There'll be signs all over the place. Chicken dinner prepared by Country Caterers. Soft drinks. You know, bring your own drinks. And let me see. They'll have a lot of things you can bid on. Oh, yeah. Let me see. And the ticket has a map on how to get there, which you probably won't need if you're from the area. Okay, that's coming up here in another, 11:37 right now, 17, 18, 19 minutes from now. Okay. All right, now. I need another question, don't I? Let me get my book here. Superheterodyne, I'm glad I got that. Yeah, that's great. Superhet, they call him Superhet for short. Yeah. And it, like he discovered, it converts, you have a IS coil, or IF coil, in those old-time radios that converted and mixed another signal with what was coming in to make it a different frequency that's easier to amplify. That's kind of simple. Okay, let me see. What else have I got here? Oh, I still haven't got the answer to the rating system. What is it called when they, like in radio, they make a survey of who's listening, and that's called what? I'm trying to think of some. It starts with letter D, if that helps. Okay, it's a general overall system. No matter where you are and what you're surveying, it's got this title to it. What would that be? All right, now let me see. I got Telstar 1962. Just think of all that's happened since 1962. Everything that has been developed electronically. My goodness. Now, where are all these brains coming from? I often think of that. Now, we've got all these kids in high school right now. They'll soon be seeking jobs or going to college. But what about those kids that take it upon themselves and have studied electronics, and those kids have come about with all these new, like in robotics? How do you program a computer to operate the arms and legs of a robot? Oh, my goodness. And there's a lot of that demonstrated on TV on channel 10.5. And to watch these robots operating, it's almost like a human made out of mechanical material. The way they can do, and now you have to have a computer to tell that robot how to do that. Now, where does all this talent come from to, Tri-Rivers, is it? How do you get the talent to program a computer to operate a robot? That's a good question. Now, if anybody can give me the answer to that, I'll put you in the drawing for 11:55 today for the Ridgedale 18th Annual Lions Club Daytona 500 NASCAR Dinner and Auction. That's February 15th, incidentally. That's going to be a great time. Yes, indeed. What else can I tell you about that? Let me see here. All right. The tickets normally, now you can get a ticket from a Ridgedale Lions Club member, or you could stop at Marion Auto Sales out here on Route 95 at the edge of town, and you can, one of the tickets can be purchased there. All right. And they'll have a live auction of a 124 scale NASCAR collector's diecast cars. And if you're a top bidder for a car in the live auction, that would be your car in the February 16th, 2020 Daytona 500. Oh, okay. There's a lot going on there. All the money raised will be used by the Ridgedale Lions Club to support the club's donations and service projects. And thank goodness for organizations like the Ridgedale Lions Club, because it means so much to those in need. Ridgedale, or in fact the Lions Clubs, are specializing in eyeglasses and things like that to make young people see better. Okay, what else is happening here? Today is the 17th. Yeah, what happened in history? Well, not too much. I've got tons of history books at home. I've got two big volumes of Marion County history, besides Howe's History of Ohio. And they weigh so much, it's like The house is going to collapse someday for all my books. Okay, so we got most all of our stuff answered here, except, can you tell me what it takes to make a crystal radio? Now, even though some of you are current day people, you probably, maybe at Christmas time, maybe you bought for your grandkids a crystal radio kit. Now, you can still do that. A crystal radio which picks up AM stations. Best at night when the signals are more prevalent. But in the daytime, you could get local AM stations on your crystal radio. Okay, 11:44 right now. We're going to break here for our last break coming up. At 11:55, I'm going to make the big drawing here for the Ridgedale Lions Club dinner and auction for February 15th. Okay. So today,
Ted, I remember so well when you announced you were going to run for president on my show.
I do too. But after a while, I decided to get out of the race.
Why was that?
Well, I didn't want to move to a bad neighborhood.
WWGH Radio 107.1 FM, The Talking Place.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Okay, we're back once again with the final 15 minutes here. We're making our drawing here in another 10 minutes. So keep listening. And if somebody can tell me, what was the characteristics of Calvin Coolidge that succeeded President Harding? Now, Calvin Coolidge was known for something. And no, it wasn't for making boats or camping in the New England. But Calvin Coolidge had a characteristics about him that was different. Not totally different, but can you tell me? And he even had a nickname. And that nickname that that helped to publicize what his character was. That was a little different. Tell me about it. Any Harding Coolidge people out there? 7403-399-44. Okay, and we're going to make that drawing. And if you want to get in on it, you better call and give me an answer to. What about Calvin Coolidge? He had a nickname. What'd they call him? Took over after Harding. And his inauguration speech was broadcast and as far as radio would carry then. But there was something about Calvin Coolidge that was, well, in fact, he drank Moxie soda pop like I do. But, what was it about Calvin that he had a nickname? What would that have been? Now, he was from New England, but that didn't have any effect on him, I don't believe. Was he Plymouth, New Hampshire, or Vermont? Maybe it was Plymouth, Vermont, I don't know. But anyhow, they called him blank Coolidge. He had a nickname. What was it? 11:47. And if you ever around a lecture for Harding, and they brought up Calvin Coolidge taking over, they called him by his nickname. A lot of people did. Okay, I need another registrant here for the Ridgedale Lions Club ticket. It's going to be rather soon. Okay, here we go. Yes, caller, go ahead. Okay, here's our silent caller. He's, and I'll give you the answer. He's the demographics that are too bashful to say anything. Demographics. That's what I was after. Demographics is a person that is judged, the type of person that would listen to this station or another type of station or another, and you know, some like all country, some like all jazz. Oh, here we go. Okay, caller, go ahead.
Is that Silent Cal?
Yeah, Silent Cal, you betcha.
Yeah.
Okay, now Dutton, Reggie, do you want me to put you in for the drawing?
Sure.
All right, Reggie Dutton.
Yep.
Okay, you'll be listening in another 5 minutes.
All right, buddy, thank
you. Okay,
mm-hmm,
bye. Okay. Let me see here. What was his name again? I should have, just a second here. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, Reggie Dutton. Okay, let me see here. I'm writing this down, so pardon me for the silence. Okay, Reggie Dutton. Zip. Okay. All right. There we are. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Oh, boy. We got a lot of people in the running now. Okay. That drawing's coming up at 11:55. So stay tuned. That's only about 5 minutes from now. So what else is happening? What are you going to do on this crummy weekend coming up weather-wise? Are there anything, or is there anything going on in Marion that you would enjoy doing? How about the Palace Theater? What's playing? We never hear. The Palace never calls us to tell us what's playing. We gladly welcome any call from the Palace people to publicize anything going on at the Palace, you know? I've got grandkids that are in everything there. But, yeah. And we would enjoy hearing from anyone with things going on. That's for sure. That's what we're here for. That's why we're a public station here. We're different. Okay, give us a call. If the movie is going on at the Palace or whatever, well, I would be glad to hear from you. 740-339-44. All right, and it does look like we might get a little teeny bit of snow. Well, you never know, though. There could be a little bit more. And it's just going to be cold, and then eventually it's going to warm up a little, and maybe some freezing rain. Oh, boy. You know, that is the worst thing to ever happen. Now, here, let me tell you about, we moved to Clarendon in 1975, was it? And either that year or the next year, there had been a freezing rain that covered the highways, and they couldn't put enough salt on, and the highways were covered with ice. Covered. We drove, my wife worked at that time at Armco, and I worked, of course, you know where, and we had to drive in the berm to get any traction at all to get to work. We drove in the berm, not on the, totally on the highway. That was really bad. I hope that never happens again, that it gets that bad that you got to drive in the berm, because the highway department does a mighty fine job with the roads nowadays. They didn't have that liquid salt either back then, and a lot of other things. But I just hope that our mailbox stays standing this year, because usually when a snowplow comes by and pushes some of that semi-wet snow in a, you know, against the plastic mailbox, you know what happens. But, you know, that's happened a couple of times now. It might happen again this year. That's what keeps businesses in business, by selling mailboxes out of plastic. But they're good. Oh, they're shapely, and they're not too hard. Once you got your wooden post in the ground, you could put 100 of those plastic mailboxes off and on. Okay, 11:53, time is getting nearer. for our big drawing today. And let me see here. Okay. Oh, 11:53 and a half. Okay. Boy, it's about that time, isn't it? Are your ears in tune? Well, let me tell... Oh, yeah. We've got a minute. Let me tell you how to make a crystal radio. First, you have to have a crystal. Then you have to have a ground wire and an antenna and a pair of earphones and a coil of wire. And that's right. A lot of little things. But it doesn't require batteries. No electric involved. It depends on the strength of the radio station out there in the atmosphere to give you the energy to supply the listening on your crystal radio. Now, did you know that? Yeah, crystal radio. The crystal, earphones, a ground, an antenna, and a coil of wire. Now, the coil of wire has to be variable because that depends on what frequency you pick up. A shorter frequency would pick up a higher frequency radio station. Well, we're coming right down now to 11:55, so we've got all these people here. Oh, wait, maybe one more. Yes, caller, go ahead.
Was it Silent Cal?
Yeah, it was. Yeah, we already have it. I'll take your name.
Okay. Howard. I'm Howard. I was in there this morning and saw you.
Yeah, okay, Howard. I got your name in the drawing, Howard.
Okay.
Bye.
Bye.
Okay. Yeah. Going to make that drawing here pretty quick. Okay. Here we go. Now, how am I going to do this? I ought to have Scott come in and do this, but I'll do it. I will set this paper over where I can't see it and run my finger up and down all these names on here. And wherever, and I'm not looking, wherever my finger stops will be the winner of the tickets. And, okay, so, well, wouldn't you know? Here's a regular. Bob Austin wins a ticket. How about that? Well, doggone. Okay, let me put that down. Winner. All right. Okay, well, that means that the rest of you can keep calling next week, and you may be the winner next week. Okay. Oh. So we had quite a bit of precipitation today of demographics. Now you can go home and build a crystal radio. Yeah. I'd love to be able to bring mine in and hook it up so you could actually hear it, but... if you got grandkids, they would just love building something like this. I think you can buy kits. I think Radio Shack used to have them, and hobby stores might, or maybe your favorite department store in there. If they have a science kit you can buy, they might have a crystal radio thing in there. All you got to do is make sure you got enough wire to make a good ground. You got to run your copper pipe into the ground, so that's good. And your antenna should be as long as you can make it. Yeah, that would help. A long antenna, a good ground, and of course a good crystal, and earphones, sensitive earphones. Oh, okay. 11:57 is the time, so we went back a little ways today in radio. And I'd like to thank again Stephen Salisbury, Roger, Charlie Durst, Sarah Burgraff, Bob Austin, Reggie Dutton, and Howard there for being in the drawing today. Okay. Let me see. All right. Do we have a winner?
I think we do have a Jimmy John's.
Oh, here. There you are. One Jimmy John's coming up. Okay. 11:58 is the time. We got 1 minute left. Now, what would you do if they were going to hang you and you had a minute left? What would you really, when you stop and think of that, what would you think of if you knew you had a minute left in your life? what would you think about? Don't think too much, it'd drive you nuts. If you had 1 minute to live, what would you think of? Not necessarily what would you do, but what would you think if time marches on and marched on? What would you think if you had some thoughts in your mind you could bring about and you knew the end was coming in a few seconds? What would you do? Well, think about that a while, too. And think about Noah's Ark and the weather change. Did anyone talk when Noah built his ark? Said, oh, you better hurry up because our weather is changing and our glaciers are melting and the earth's going to be covered with water. Noah, hurry up. Hey, we'll see you later. Have a good weekend and keep warm. Yes, right now it's almost noon, and I hope you have a good weekend. Keep warm. Have something good to eat. I've eaten sushi for 2 or 3 days this week. Oh, man.
You're listening to WWGH Radio 107.1 FM, LP, Marion, Ohio, The Talking Place. For people like the first female Secretary of State, Madeleine Albright.
If Donald Trump does get in, what kind of damage could he do? He's got to deal with Congress, the Senate, the Supreme Court. From somebody who's been there and dealing with foreign countries, if he's in there, what could there be a bad future?
I'm concerned about that. I have said that if he gets elected, it is a danger to the United States. The truth is, in many ways, just the kinds of things that he's saying during the campaign is a danger to the United States. The United States, for our national interest and the safety of our citizens, does have to be involved with other countries, needs to be respected by other countries, needs to respect other countries. And Donald Trump does not have the right temperament, the knowledge, or the capability of being president of the United States. I think I'm just stunned, frankly, that it has gotten this far.
To WCMH Channel 4 anchor Colleen Marshall.
That being said, you've covered many a presidential race in your career. Why do you think he walked away even before the question was finished?
You know, I can't explain that. And, I've actually been thinking about it because other people are asking questions and talking about it. And, of course, Trump supporters are very angry that I even brought up the racism question. But, you know, I didn't get to finish. Again, it was I really wanted to give him the opportunity to address all critics. But I think I'm surprised that his people haven't prepared him more for questions like that when these issues are at the forefront of the election.
WWGH Radio 107.1 FM, streaming live on the internet at www.wwgh1071.com. Check us out on any mobile device by downloading the free TuneIn app and searching WWGH. Most show archives are available on the net. Programming on WWGH Radio 107.1 FM is supported by CRT Mechanicals. Address 2842 Marion Waldo Road. Telephone number 740-225-4495. Webpage crtmechanicals.com.
Hey everybody, it's Pastor Steve Whitaker from the Pastor Spot. We are on every Tuesday at 5:15 and replay again on Wednesday at 3:15. We take pertinent issues of the day going on and look at them in a biblical perspective. So we'd love to have you listen and just, you know, call in, just get a conversation going and have a great time on the show.
Pastor Steve Whitaker is the pastor at Community Christian Fellowship in Prospect, Ohio. Address 209 East Water Street. This is Scott Spears, high above Marion in the WWGH News Chopper. If you see news in Marion, please email us at scott@wwgh1071.com and keep an eye out for the WWGH News Chopper flying